This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, January 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack closes out. Senator, Trump tariffs to be targeted. Canadian dairy exporters accused on unfair trade. Here's a programming note. Daybreak won't be published on Monday. It's a federal holiday. However, follow news of Donald Trump's inauguration and first day in office at AgriPulse.com. Daybreak will return on Tuesday. Vilsack, I gave it my all. After serving 12 of the last 16 years as Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack will end his tenure leading USDA at the change of administration on Monday. In an exit interview for AgriPulse newsmakers, he talked with our Lydia Johnson about how his vision for USDA has changed since he first took office in 2009. Vilsack also discussed his ongoing concerns for agriculture, and he offered some advice for his successor. He said, quote, I walk out of this place knowing that I gave it my all. I walk out of this place knowing that we made a difference. I think things are better than they were when I came in many, many, many respects. That's all you can ask for. You can watch the Newsmakers episode later today at AgriPulse.com. Now, take note, President-elect Donald Trump named 4 USDA undersecretaries yesterday, including former Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dudley Hoskins to lead Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and Luke Lindberg as Trade Undersecretary. You can catch up on the nominees at AgriPulse.com. Todd Young, Trump to apply tariffs selectively. Senate Finance Committee member Todd Young of Indiana says conversations with Treasury Secretary-designate Scott Bessent lead him to believe that Trump will apply tariffs strategically. On the campaign trail, Trump floated an across-the-board tariff applied to all U.S. imports, but the proposal was met with skepticism from multiple GOP lawmakers. Based on my extensive conversations with nominee Bessent and my understanding of the president's decision, he's going to apply tariffs selectively in a targeted fashion, Young told reporters yesterday outside of the hearing where Bessent was appearing before the Finance Committee. Trump has also threatened tariffs of 25% on Mexico and Canada unless they take steps to address illegal immigration and drug smuggling at the U.S. border. These, however, could still come to pass. Young noted that sweeping tariffs could be used, quote, on a short-term basis to secure negotiating leverage to resolve concerns unrelated to trade. The Trump transition team did not respond to AgriPulse's request for comment on the senator's remarks. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. U.S., Australia, New Zealand dairy groups. Canadian products benefit from unfair trade. Industry groups in the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand are urging their respective governments to address what they say are unfair trade practices from Canadian dairy protein exporters. At artificially low prices, these exports are distorting and undermining world markets, the group said in a letter to trade and agriculture officials in 3 countries. Both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation signed on to the letter. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai were among the recipients. The groups are called for collective and coordinated action to tackle the issue, including through the 2026 review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The Canadian Embassy in Washington did not respond to AgriPulse requests for comment on the letter. USDA to ease some import restrictions on unvaccinated European poultry. USDA says it will reduce trade restrictions on certain poultry from France and other countries in the region after concluding they are unlikely to bring avian flu to the U.S. The department limited trade of live poultry products and byproducts from France and the European poultry trade region in October 2023 over France's decision to vaccinate against highly pathogenic avian influenza. At the time, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service warned that vaccinating poultry could hide symptoms of the virus, undermining U.S. efforts to prevent the spread. After a thorough risk evaluation, the department said it has concluded that easing trade restrictions on certain unvaccinated commodities would not significantly increase the U.S. risk to U.S. flocks. Unvaccinated French poultry and live ducks from EPTR countries and Iceland, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Norway will see their restrictions eased. Vaccinated poultry and their byproducts will remain ineligible for import, however. Zeldin appearance draws praise from Republicans. Lee Zeldin, nominated to be EPA Administrator, was careful not to promise much beyond compliance with the agency's obligations under the law and cooperation with Congress at his confirmation hearing yesterday. Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas, also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, asked Zeldin how he would get EPA and USDA to work together to create a predictable, science-based, and efficient regulatory system to ensure the timely availability of products and tools farmers and ranchers depend on. "I agree with everything that you just said, Senator. That must be our goal," Zeldin said. "This should be the relationship between all agencies, including the interaction between the EPA and the USDA." After the first round of questioning, Bozeman said he was encouraged by Zeldin's support of the biofuel industry. Zeldin was a critic of biofuel policy while he was in Congress. "I think he's very open-minded about it, and I think he's really positive in the sense that he's somebody that we will have direct access to that is willing to sit down and talk," Bozeman said. "That's always very helpful." Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas said Zeldin appears cooperative and collaborative and has a history of working toward a clean environment. "He seems like someone who's going to work hard to make sure that we find common ground where it can be found," Moran said. Burgum commits to multiple use on federal lands, Colorado River collaboration. At Interior Secretary-designate Doug Burgum's confirmation hearing yesterday, the former North Dakota governor pledged to ensure use of federal lands would be balanced among multiple uses and promised to work toward consensus on Colorado River water reductions. Burgum said he sees federal lands as, quote, "America's balance sheet," and that they need to be open for grazing, mining, and recreation. He wasn't directly asked whether he would undo a recent BLM rule to allow conservation leases, but his comment came after North Dakota Republican John Hoeven expressed frustration with the rule. When asked by Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona if he would work to craft a post-2026 water reduction framework for the Colorado River that was not overly burdensome to any state, Burgum said, "I think you can count on that we're going to look for a collaborative solution that serves everyone." Here's today's final word. "I worked every single day to expand economic opportunity so that discussion at the coffee table could be about how a farm could succeed to the next generation and not how it was to get big or get out." That Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, January 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.